It is good news time of the week. It's been a long week, and I'm sure you're just starting to see the weekend on the horizon. So let's clear any of that heaviness in the air from another week of the pretty intense news cycles that we're getting at the moment, right? Like, let's be honest, the news is a bit full on. So I've got a couple of local stories from the past week that I hope is going to put a little bit of a shine into your morning. I'm going to read the first two, then I'm going to hand over to our producer, Sophie, for the third one, because A, she found these stories, which are just awesome, and B, the third one is a cracker. But first up, a men's shed in Laurieton near Port Macquarie is repairing hundreds of tools recovered from the New South Wales floods last month. That's everything from high-pressure hoses worth about 15 grand to just your average drill. The group are salvaging and repairing all they can. You know what? And they've got a 90% success rate at that. Tens of thousands of tons of waste are headed to landfill in the wake of the cleanup effort. But these 200 volunteers in Laurieton at the men's shed, they're doing all they can to keep the machinery from heading to the tip. As of Monday, around 500 tools had been collected and just over 200 had been repaired. How cool is that? So they're going to keep on tinkering with the salvaged goods and keep reuniting them with their owners for as long as needed. So my advice is, if you lost any kind of major tools in the floods, maybe get in touch with the Laurieton Men's Shed up at Port Macquarie. They might have it. Hey, good news story number two. Australian researchers have discovered a promising new treatment for potentially inoperable brain cancers. So research out of University of Wollongong and Australia's Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation has found promising results from a magnetic nanoparticle that could be used to target some of the most aggressive and deadly forms of cancer in Australia. The study has found the nanoparticles were able to cross the blood-brain barrier, which is an issue for most cancer treatments. That's the problem, right? This breakthrough could allow magnetic nanoparticles to be used in combination with therapy, to directly target brain tumours. So how awesome is that to hear that our Aussie scientists are sticking it to cancer and helping save lives? And now this is going to be the highlight of your week. Like, trust me, this is going to be the highlight of your week. Sophie, hi.
Hi.
Tell us about this good news story number three.
Okay, this last one is potentially insane. You might not even believe it, but I promise it's true. A man who mailed himself home from the UK... to the UK in the 1960s, is looking for the two men who helped crate him up and ship him home. Yes.
Shut up!
Yes, you heard that right.
He seriously posted himself home.
Yep, he posted himself home.
Okay, tell us more.
It was in 1965. He was 19 years old at the time. His name is Brian Robinson, and he was working in Melbourne on this assisted immigration program for Victoria Railways. And almost instantly upon his arrival, he became like desperately homesick.
Oh,
he just wanted to go home as soon as he got here to his hometown of Cardiff in Wales. But the immigration scheme was a 2-year contract, so to terminate it early, it would have cost him like £700.
Oh my God, I can imagine that was a lot of money.
Yeah, £700, and in 1960, that's a lot of money.
Yep.
And his monthly income was only about £40.
Oh, so shivers. Oh my God, okay.
It was just completely out of the question to go home. So he enlisted the help of his two closest work friends. Their names were John and Paul, and they quite literally packed him up and shipped him home. John and Paul, they helped buy a crate and labelled it fragile and this way up, and packed Brian up with the essentials. So he had things like a water bottle, an empty bottle for obvious reasons, a flashlight and a hammer in case he needed to break out.
Okay.
So his traumatic journey ended up lasting about 5 days in the crate.
How long was he thinking he was going to be in
there? So originally he thought he was going to be on a 36-hour flight from Melbourne to London.
Okay. In his little box with
his
bottle of water and his empty bottle.
Yes,
okay.
With his knees like up against his body. He couldn't fully stretch out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he thought he was going to be in for 36 hours, but he turns out he had numerous stopovers and he was in it for 5 days.
Shut up.
Yeah, apparently it was an awful experience. And now, 56 years later, Brian is on a mission to find the friends that helped him and thank them.
John and Paul, where are you?
Yes, but after all this time, the details are a little bit fuzzy, so he doesn't remember either of their last names, but he does remember that they were both Irish and that they had gone to school together back home. But so he's releasing a book all about the incredible experience next month, and he's hoping that the publicity and the telling his story will help him reconnect with his lost friends.
Okay, so people, if you have any Irish relatives who were in Melbourne in the 1960s, their names are John and Paul, and they may have crated up their friend Brian. Can you imagine that conversation down at the pub after work? Hey, guys, I'm so homesick. I think I want to post myself home.
Well, apparently it caused a massive media buzz at the time, and he didn't say a word about their involvement because he was really scared that they were going to get in trouble. So that's why he doesn't stay in contact or know who they were, because he was trying to protect them.
Oh, my God. Sophie, that is seriously good news story of the week, if not the month. I mean, guys, seriously, good news. Thank you so much for that, Sophie. Have a great day.